Several years ago, when I was 25 years old, I lived with, at the time, one of my best friends. Our friendship eventually started to dwindle, so she was rarely home. This night, however, she ended up staying at our place and then heading to bed pretty early. I was a server at the time, so I stayed up pretty late, usually watching YouTube and smoking pot. This night was no different than any other, except for the fact that my neighbors actually tried to kidnap me. I'll go ahead and give you some background information on my house and my neighbors. We lived in a 3-bedroom house with 2 bedrooms and the kitchen facing the crazy neighbors. They were a younger couple living in a smaller mill house. They were constantly coming to our door asking for handouts. Now, normally I'd be really happy to help a neighbor out, but they would come over and ask for crazy things like for us to fill up an old Mountain Dew bottle with water because theirs had shut off or something, as well as for beer, and they once literally asked us for a dollar. They would consistently be knocking at our door to ask for help, and whenever we wouldn't answer, I would peek through the window to either see them jacking cigarette butts from the ashtray or pressing their eyeballs against the door peephole to see if they could spot us. It was really strange. Anyway, there I was smoking some weed and watching some YouTube on my couch when I then heard a knock at the door. I rolled my eyes because I knew exactly who had came knocking. It was 11 p.m. and I checked the peephole, and sure enough, it was the boyfriend right on my porch. Normally I'd just walk away and continue with my life, but he looked like he was in distress this night, so I opened the door to see what was up.
"Hey, I just wanted to come over and see if you would film my engagement. I got my girlfriend a ring here in my pocket, and I need you to follow me to my backyard and film it for me."
Baffled, but really curious, I told him congrats and said that I'd be out in just a second and just needed to put my shoes on. I shut the door behind me, then locked it. Quickly, I ran into the back room that looked out into their backyard. I started peeking through the blinds to see the setup. Nothing. It was pitch black darkness. There was absolutely no sign of decorations or anything like that. Now naturally, I woke up my roommate to tell her what was going on. Yeah, screw that," she said to me, and we both walked back up to the door after the boyfriend started banging on the door. I looked through the peephole again. I couldn't really see anything, and I was really confused. That is, until I saw him pull his eyeball away from the peephole. I quickly turned around and then put my back right up against the door. My roommate came running back to the door from her room holding 2 wire hangers for protection. We both just clung onto the hangers and sat up against the door until he finally left. We were so freaked out, but we wanted to make sure that we weren't overreacting. We decided to go out our back door and hopped into her car so we could do a drive-by. They always had their front door open and they also didn't have any blinds, so it was really easy to see in their house. Very slowly, we crept by in her car and peered into the living room. Sitting on the couch and all staring at the wall was there the couple and the older man. We sped off and we ended up staying at a friend's house that night. I never answered the door for either of them ever again. One day I came home from work and there was an older lady that was parked in their driveway. She walked up to me as I got out of my car and asked if I knew where the neighbors were. I told her that I hadn't seen them in quite a while, and she informed me that she was the owner of the house. She told me that they were months late on rent, and it finally came to evict them. She entered the home to find it completely trashed, needles and garbage all over the place, holes in the wall, and literally shit on the floor. I told her I was really sorry to hear that she had to deal with all that, but that I was happy they were finally gone. I'm really not 100% sure what was going on that night, but I'm really glad that I didn't follow him to the backyard. Who the hell knows what they actually had planned? I want to start off by saying that I've never told this story to anyone. I'm a 32-year-old female, and my name is Kara. It all started about 2 weeks ago when I moved into my new apartment. I was all moved in and everything because I live alone, so I didn't really have much stuff to unpack. Later that day, I grabbed my purse and keys to go to work for the day. I was walking to my car when I saw someone start to approach me. It was a woman who looked to be at least 45 to 55 years old. It was very obvious that she was a smoker. She also looked really sleep deprived, skinny and frail, and she had very noticeable eye bags that seemed to get worse the more I looked at them.
"Hello, miss. You must be the new neighbor,"
said the old woman with an extremely damaged voice caused by years of smoking. Yeah, I just moved here 3 days ago. I responded as polite as possible, then I noticed she had something in her hands that she hid behind her. She looked really excited to show me what it was. Then she noticed that I saw it, and that seemed to make her even more excited, and she had a huge smile on her face. It was horrible. Her teeth were uneven and rotting, she was missing teeth, and her gums looked like they had been bleeding earlier in the day. Her lips were also blistered and dry, and she scared the absolute crap out of me. "I want you to meet someone," she said to me. She then showed me what she was hiding behind her. Her name is Jambalaya. It was a very strange-looking doll that kind of resembled a coconut. Thank you. Nice to meet her," I said. I just told her what she probably wanted to hear to avoid any drama. I also had to wrap things up soon before I was late for work. "Sorry, but I have to get to work. I'll see you later, ma'am," I said in an apologetic tone. "No need to be formal with me. You can call me Emma," she said right before I could get in my car. I nodded in response, got in my car, turned it on, and then pulled out of the parking lot. I looked in my rearview mirror for like a split second, and I saw that that woman was dead staring at me while rocking that really weird doll. I concluded that she was probably under the influence, judging by her attitude and the look of her. After work, I was driving home around 5:05, and I pulled into the parking lot. When I drove in, I saw Emma in the parking lot just sitting in the middle of the road playing with Jambalaya. "What the hell is she doing?" I mumbled to myself in complete shock as I drove past her. She saw me in my car, and she gave me a sinister, rotten smile. I smiled back, just trying my best to keep my composure. I parked and stepped out of my car. "Please don't come over here. Please don't come over here," I repeated in my mind as I walked to the entrance. I avoided eye contact as best as I could, but I ended up looking at her because I heard her saying no and singing something. So I just kept walking, but I also kept looking at her. "Jambalaya, Jambalaya, Jambalaya," she sang in a low, creepy voice. She was singing it really slow and just kept repeating the doll's name. I walked a little faster, and right before I walked in, I looked back to see if she was still singing, but she wasn't. She was stood up holding that doll in one hand, and the other was on her heart. She was visibly upset for some reason. We were just standing there staring at each other for what felt like hours. Then I broke my trance and mouthed an apology, and then walked in my apartment, not looking back this time. As soon as I walked into my apartment, I locked my door. Emma really freaked me out, and I didn't want to be around her anymore. I mean, she isn't hostile or anything, but she really gives me the creeps. I put down my stuff and walked to my room, turned on the lights, flopped on my bed, and then sighed. I then got back up and I started cleaning up my mess. I walked to the window, slightly scared of what I might see. Nobody. I was really relieved. Part of me was expecting Emma to be looking at me from my window. I woke up at a really uncertain time and looked over to my bedside table to pick up my phone, then realizing that it was 4:30 in the morning. I tried to figure out why I woke up and turned the bedside light on because I was wide awake for some reason. It was kind of unnerving because I didn't understand what was happening. As I was laying there in my bed, I started hearing really weird tapping noises, and then froze. Being the person that always listens to scary stories and has become a little paranoid, I started to freak out. I didn't really know if I should get up and go see what was happening, or just stay in my bed and wait for it to pass. The tapping had stopped after about a minute, and I had just heard shuffles and something like a whisper. At this point, I was definitely freaking out, but I really didn't know what I should do. All of a sudden, everything went quiet for about 5 minutes. I was still too scared to get up when all of a sudden my front door slammed super loud. This freaked me out so badly that I got up from my bed super fast, looking in every room trying to figure out what the hell just happened. I didn't see anything, so I was starting to freak out even more now, thinking I was going crazy. The last place I checked was the bathroom, and I looked in the shower to see if somebody was hiding in there. To my surprise, there was something in there, but it wasn't a human, and right after I saw it, that was when I realized who had been in my apartment. It was the doll. I have no idea why she wanted to break into my apartment just to leave this stupid doll in my bathtub. It makes absolutely no sense, and I still have no idea why she did it. After this event, I realized just how crazy this woman really was and how dangerous she could be. How was she able to break into my apartment? And how long was she in there? And what exactly was she doing other than leaving a doll in my bathtub? Later that morning, I looked around the whole apartment trying to figure out just how she broke in. After about 10 minutes of searching the apartment and checking every door and window, I noticed that my bathroom window was unlocked and even still opened ajar. This freaks me out so much, and I instantly become mad at myself for forgetting something as important as locking all your doors and windows. I knew right away this is how she managed to break in, and she must have just went out the front door because it was easier. I went to the apartment manager and staff and explained everything that had been going on, and how I would possibly be moving out soon due to this crazy-ass person I was living next to. Thankfully, they really understood my situation, and they said they would be talking to Emma about what had happened. They offered me next month's rent for free if I stayed. I decided to accept this offer since I had just recently moved in, and I didn't really have a lot of money on me at the time. Around a week later, after nothing else had happened, I heard from the apartment staff that Emma was getting arrested and possibly getting sent to a psych ward. They explained to me that after the manager had tried to talk to her about what was going on, she had confessed to breaking into my apartment, to which she then became furious and denied the whole thing. She had a mental freak out and was taking it out on the manager just because he tried to talk to her about her actions. This led to her getting aggressive and being arrested. I have to say, I was pretty damn happy about the news of her being arrested because that meant that I didn't have to worry about her anymore, and it gave me a lot of hope for my new apartment. I threw that doll away and decided to move on with my life that year after experiencing all that hell. I never want to go through something like that again. So I'm in my early 20s and female. I moved out on my own for the first time about 2 years ago. I haven't really had much to do with any of my neighbors, and I've always been slightly uneasy due to the fact that no one around here is looking out for me. If anything seems off, literally no one would even notice or do any investigating to make sure I'm okay. Last year I noticed a man that was constantly walking his dog in the grass area behind my home. This isn't unusual to see, it's a pretty common area for my residence here. His dog is super cute and my cat liked to play with it through the glass door out back. They would chase each other back and forth and put their paws up on the glass and such. You know, real cute stuff. Well, one day I was outside and his dog came running up to the porch with glee and to get pets and say hi to his kitty friend, my cat. Now, this is the first time that I actually spoke to this neighbor. We'll call him Mark. So Mark seemed decent enough, and we got along just fine. We started hanging out pretty often in a short time period, because I'm a smoker and he was letting his dog out all the time, and it was also summer, so we would always run into each other quite often. Most days we would spend an hour or more after work just talking. This lasted for a couple of weeks. I gave him my phone number, and I was just really happy to have a friend in my complex now. I will say, however, he was clearly very interested in either having a romantic relationship with me or friends with benefits. I was very honest with him that I really wasn't interested in either of those at all, and I actually had to tell him this quite often. Frankly, I was getting rather irritated that this always came up several times every time we spoke. He rather quickly was really trying to get me in his house, from the first time we talked until the last. He always offered multiple times every time I saw him. I always said no and blamed it on me being COVID cautious. Well, he quickly got tired of that excuse and he invited himself into my home as well. But of course, I always said no. One day he came out while I was smoking with a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses, saying that I had to try it because it was really delicious. I happened to instantly notice that the seal on the bottle was broken. But it also didn't seem like anything was drank. The bottle was filled to the brim. So he pours a couple of glasses and doesn't drop a beat in telling me,
"Go ahead, take a drink."
I felt very uncomfortable, but I didn't want him to feel like he was being accused of anything when he was just trying to be a really nice neighbor. After all, he poured himself a glass of this very same stuff, right? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Well, my mama still raised me better than that. So I totally faked a sip and said it was good. After any sentence that either of us had, he would tell me again to take another drink. I told him that I don't really drink though, so I'm pacing myself. But I did say that I noticed he hadn't drank any and to just please go ahead. He didn't reach for his glass right away, but in the middle of speaking, he reached for his cup and then knocked it over, spilling the wine all in the grass. He brushed it off rather quickly, and he told me it was my turn to drink now. That's when I then said, "But you still haven't even drank anything. You spilled your drink. Pour yourself another glass. I don't want to drink this alone." So he did. He still didn't drink anything. He did tell me a few moments later, though, to drink mine. I told him that he needs to catch up, and we basically just kept doing that same old thing in circles. He reached for his glass again, and guess what? Spilled it yet again. Wine is all in the grass once more. Then what do you know? He told me to drink. At this point, I'm done. There's too many red flags that are screaming at me to get the hell out. I'm honest with him that this seemed really sketchy, and I didn't trust the drink because he's refusing to drink any of it, but is so damn eager for me to drink mine. He told me that he was just clumsy and taking it slow because he doesn't drink a lot, but that he's seen me having friends over taking shots and drinking beers and wine, so he knows that I can handle it better than him. Yet another big red flag is raised. So he's been watching me now? What? I think it's important to mention that our complex is huge, and he doesn't live particularly near me. He's about a half a block away from me, and he can't see my windows or yard from where he lives. So I told him flat out that I'm not drinking anything anymore because of how this all seemed. He then once again pours himself a glass, and once again spills it. There isn't much left in the bottle at this point. I pour the remaining wine in his glass, and I tell him to drink it with me on three. We raise our glasses, and to my amazement, he actually takes a drink. And I then spilled mine into the grass. Oh well. He then comes out about two nights later while I was smoking, and instantly starts complaining to me that I wouldn't date him or have sex with him, and that he just really doesn't know why all girls are like this. He starts getting really loud and shouting at me, asking me what the problem with him is, and why I won't do these things. I told him that I had been honest with him since I had met him that I'm not interested in that, and that it isn't him specifically, I'm just honestly not interested in that from anyone right now. He still shouted at me, and he was starting to complain about his ex and her dog. Yes, her dog. He then proceeded to tell me how he used to abuse the shit out of that dog, and then went into detail about how he wouldn't feed or water it because it used the bathroom in the house, and how he would kick it really hard. I'm absolutely horrified at this point, especially considering the whole time he's been telling me this story, he's been playing fetch with his own dog. His dog always seemed so scared of him, and I'd actually even pointed that out in the past. He would tell me that his dog's previous owners were abusive, so he was just very scared and distrusting. The dog was always very excited to see me though, and would always cuddle up with me and stay right by me, so I just always thought I was extra special. But now with that newfound knowledge, I think that poor dog is just in an abusive household. I was just so done with this guy that I cut him off and said that I needed to go because my friends were waiting for me. He has sent me several messages of gibberish whenever he's outside. He'll blow my phone up with non-stop random messages, and it'll just keep going on forever. He has texted me telling me that he knows I'm home because he's seen me walking around, or that he sees my car in the parking lot. He'll throw his dog's toys on my porch, and he'll stand outside of my porch for hours. I think in his mind, since I'm a smoker, I'll eventually come outside. Silly him though, because whenever I see him out there, I'll just go out front. Before the wine fiasco ever went down, he had said several things to me that were also red flags. I guess the moral of the story is to just trust your gut. Still to this day, he's bothering me, and like I had said before, we only spoke and hung out for a couple of weeks in summer of 2020. My last message from him was last night. He asked me what he had done wrong, and if I had felt disrespected in any way. I haven't spoken to him since he screamed at me for not sleeping with him. I thought about answering his text with the brutal truth about how twisted and creepy he presented himself as, along with how uncomfortable he made me feel, but I didn't want to give him any ideas on how he should improve. Stay smart, folks. Don't ever drink things people give you if the seal is broken. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that he was definitely trying to drug me. Before starting the story, I wanted to share some context. I'm a 26-year-old female who unfortunately gets a lot of unwanted attention. I'm married, and at the time of this story, my husband's brother had lived with us. We live in newly built townhomes, and everyone in the unit had actually moved in within the same week of each other. In the townhome next to us lived a mom and her late 20, early 30-year-old son. And next to them lives another young married couple. We'll call her I and him P. We became friends with them because we're in the same age group. Now, this happened a little over a year ago, and we noticed that the mom and son had a guest staying with them. We didn't think much of it. Well, one morning I was walking my dog, and as soon as I walked out the door, I began to smell cigarettes. But I didn't really think too much of it because my brother-in-law smokes. Right in front of our townhome is a long patch of land that hasn't been built on yet, and I always walk my dog around there every morning. Once I reached it, I had heard someone behind me then say,
"You look really lovely today."
I looked back, and I saw that it was the guy that had been staying with my neighbor. I was kind of confused because I had just rolled out of my bed still in my PJs. He then said good morning, and I said good morning back. He then asked if I smoked, and I said no. I was already getting really creeped out by this guy, so I just kept walking, and by the time I walked back home, he was already gone. When I got inside and told my husband, he thought it was odd. We don't really know anything about this guy or who he is, so my husband just told me to be careful when I walk our dog. The very next morning when I went to walk our dog, I looked out to see if the creepy neighbor was out. I didn't see him, so I went on a walk. About a minute later, I had felt someone behind me, and as I looked around, lo and behold, it was him. I walked a little faster to put some distance between us, and that's when our dog needed to do her business. That's when I took her to the side so that my dog could poop. That's when the neighbor got closer to us, and the dog started barking and wouldn't stop. So I started to fast walk to a different spot in the neighborhood so that she could finish. He followed me there, and he got close yet again. It made me and the dog really uncomfortable, so I just decided to leave and go back home. Keep in mind, our dog still hasn't had a chance to do her business yet. Anyways, my husband was already at work, but I still wanted to call him to let him know what happened. He said to feed her and get ready for work, and maybe by the time I finished, the creepy neighbor would finally be back inside. So I did so, and when I decided to walk the dog again, I opened my front door, and to my surprise, he was in the middle of the road throwing punches. I closed my door immediately and decided to take her to my parents' house before going to work, and that I would just pick her up after I got off. During the rest of this week, I would only walk her whenever my husband was home, because I just felt uncomfortable, but I wasn't really sure if it was just me being paranoid. He didn't follow me again, but every time I walked, he would go outside to smoke and just watch me. I did tell my family about this though, just so they would be aware. It was now the Tuesday right before Thanksgiving, and my mom and sister had decided to come over to help decorate the outside of my home for Christmas. I went inside to look for something, and one of my sisters and my mom had stayed outside. The creepy neighbor had came out and looked at them, and then said,
"Oh, there's two of you."
My sister and mom came back inside immediately because they felt uncomfortable, now knowing that he had followed me before. They stayed a little bit longer, but they had to leave because it was getting late. About 30 minutes later, my brother-in-law comes home, and I asked if he knew who the guy was staying with the neighbor. He asked me why and what was wrong, and I told him what had been happening. He then bolted out the front door, not saying where or what he was going to do. Since it was now midnight, my husband and I went to bed. I had to work all day the next day, so I didn't get a chance to talk to my brother-in-law and ask what happened. It's 2 days later and in the morning, which is now Thanksgiving Day, so I was walking my dog out like I normally do. On my way back, I see the mom who lives next door purposely checking her mail right at the same time I was walking outside. She then stops me and she asks me what the issue was that I was having with her son. So it's her son. And that's when I realized that he was probably there to stay and not just visiting. I then told her that he had been following me around in the neighborhood and that it made me really uncomfortable. She then went on to tell me that I had nothing to worry about and that he's really harmless. That he has some personal issues that he deals with by walking, but that he really means no harm. Not believing a word that she said, I replied back with, "Okay, thanks," then went back inside. When my brother-in-law came downstairs, I asked if he had talked to the mom. That's when he then told me what happened. He said that he banged on her door until she finally answered, and he told her to keep her son in check, and that if he ever hears that his sister-in-law has another encounter with him, they were going to have a serious problem. My brother-in-law is a pretty intimidating guy, and he has a really short temper, so he made it very clear not to screw around with me or my husband. Since he was so pissed off, he went over to INP's house to cool off. Since he's been living with us, he became pretty good friends with P, and he also told them what happened. About a week later, me and I went to lunch, and what she told me next made my heart just drop. Apparently, the creepy neighbor guy is bipolar as well as schizophrenic. She told me that all the things the creepy neighbor was doing to me, he was doing to other women as well. One woman actually tried to pepper spray him, and he actually blocked it and grabbed the pepper spray right out of her hands, which happened to be attached to her keys, and in the attempt of getting her keys from her, he had actually punched the woman in her face. The woman called the police and got a restraining order on him, so he couldn't live in the apartment complex anymore. His mom put him in a hotel while she figured out his living situation, and he was creeping out the other guests over there as well. The manager tried to kick him out, but the creepy neighbor started talking a lot of nonsense and threatened to shoot up the place. The manager had to get the police involved just to get him out of there. They had finally kicked him out, so he went to live with his aunt until his mom's lease was up and she was able to move. So that's why he lives with his mom again. The mom actually has the audacity to say that her son is harmless when he's even hit her. She's afraid of her own son. The mom told I this way before he ever moved back in with her. I haven't had an issue with him since my brother-in-law went over there. Luckily, I work enough to be out of the house, but I still try to avoid being home alone. It's absolutely horrible not feeling safe in your own home. I'm really, really looking forward to the day we move. For years, I've been paranoid about changing near or around a window. I think it all leads back to the story that I'm about to tell you. For the record, I'm a female, and this happened to me 10 years ago when I was 13. My parents had divorced when I was 1, and my brother was 3, so we would visit my dad in his mobile home every weekend. It was the summer before I started 8th grade, and I was at my dad's house with my brother for the weekend. My dad had to take my stepmom to a doctor's appointment that was right down the street for a few hours. He had done this before because we had cell phones and we never really left the house because we didn't really have any friends over at my dad's. My brother is 2 years older than I am, so he was considered the responsible one. We had a routine that we would follow every time we visited my dad. Get up and sneak whatever breakfast we could before our stepmom got up, and then I'd watch a movie in my room and my brother would play the Xbox in his room, which was right next to mine. I had just finished up watching Live Free or Die Hard when I decided to get dressed and start my chores. The way that my room was set up, I had our old bunk bed pressed against the window so that my feet would be facing the window and my head would be near the door. The TV was right across from that, so there was only a little narrow area in the middle where I could walk or get dressed. My dog Chester was on the bottom bunk laying in what little sun came into my room. As I was finishing putting my t-shirt on, I noticed that Chester had sat up, looking towards the window. He slowly moved towards it, and then started to growl. Now, my dog wasn't really that intimidating, and he really only barked whenever he was excited or when someone knocked on our door, but I had never heard him growl before. Like, ever. Immediately, I was on alert, really unsure of what was going on. I got as close to the far wall as I could, and then looked out the window. I didn't see anything, and I tried to calm him down, but me getting closer to the window seemed to only get him even more protective. Right after I had walked away was when you get that really bad feeling you get when you just know you're being watched. As I turned, I saw a right hand come up to the glass on my window, and then pause right before the left one joined it. I froze in place when finally a face appeared that I had recognized. It was my neighbor that was 5 houses down from us. He had always given me the creeps, and I guess my intuition was right. He was looking around my room when his eyes finally landed on me. He gave me this really eerie smile, and he gestured for me to come to the window. I just shook my head and reached for the baseball bat that I had on my wall. My dog was going absolutely apeshit seeing this guy look at me, now snarling and lunging at the window. The guy tried to slide open my window, and that's when I yelled for my brother. I think that the man thought I was home alone because the horror that came across his face when my brother ran in then made him realize he couldn't do anything to me. He took off running down the street to his house while my brother and I shouted at him from the porch while my dog was fighting to try and get past us to chase him. My brother and I sat on the couch after that and talked about what happened. We pretty much both agreed that it would just be smarter to never tell our dad about it and that I was never to walk near his house. The only thing that I really regret from this incident was that our other neighbor that my stepmom was really close with was actually attacked by him a few months later. I had felt that because I didn't say anything that I had actually allowed it to happen. Luckily she wasn't hurt, but when I told her about the man and what he did, she gave me a hug and she agreed that it wasn't something to tell my dad, but that she would handle it. I guess she did, because a year later he was then gone and I never saw him again after that. I only really told my dad's mom about the incident when she had moved into the house and I was already 21 years old and didn't stay the weekends anymore. I told her to never tell my dad because I just knew how he'd react. Well, that didn't happen, and later that night, my dad ended up chewing me out for not telling him. I told him that if he knew what had happened, my weekend visits to him would have been in prison because he probably would have gone over to the man's house and killed him. He agreed, but he wanted me to tell the full story to him and my stepmom. Despite how long ago this was, I'm still really afraid I'll see him again. That he'll end up being a dot on a map near my house, or that I'll wake up with him peering through my window. Due to this event, it really turned me into a really paranoid person. Anytime there's a little sound near the window whenever I'm getting dressed, I kid you not, I'm always reaching for something to fight for my life. If it wasn't for my dog and the fact that I changed so fast, who really knows what the man would have tried to do to me or what he would have seen when he looked in my window. To everyone out there, please stay vigilant and always trust your gut.